As we are on air this evening, a ceremony is underway in the Alpine resort town of Bressanone, conferring honorary citizenship on Pope Benedict XVI. Chris Altieri took a look back on some of the highlights of the Holy Father's Alpine summer respite.
Liebe Brüder und Schwestern, ein herzliches Grüß Gott euch allen.
Pope Benedict XVI's week began with the Angelus prayer at the Cathedral of Bolzano Bressanone. 9,000 fortunate faithful gathered to take part in the traditional act of Marian devotion, after which Pope Benedict offered greetings in many languages. In his English language remarks, the Pope remembered his predecessor, Paul VI, who passed away 30 years ago this week.
As he recalls this great pontiff who concluded the Second Vatican Council and guided the first phase of the post-conciliar in Yule, let us give thanks for his wise teaching, his passionate love of the Church, and his desire to draw all people to the contemplation of Christ's glory. Dear friends, during these summer holidays, may you grow closer to the Lord in prayer, and may he shed the light of his face upon you and your families.
Pope Benedict XVI's week began slowly, to the rhythm one might expect of an Alpine summer respite from the cares of the world. On Wednesday, however, the Holy Father met with the clergy and religious of the diocese for a question-and-answer session. The Pope fielded questions regarding the Church's stewardship of creation, on practical spirituality, on the need for pure and authentic witness to the gospel, especially from priests and religious. A Franciscan friar, Willibald Hopfgartner, asked Pope Benedict about the relationship of reason informed and perfected by faith and the experience of beauty, especially in the liturgy.
Die Vernunft, die Genauigkeit, die Redlichkeit des Nachdenkens über die Wirklichkeit.
The Holy Father said reason, precise reflection on truth, and beauty go hand in hand. Pope Benedict said reason that somehow seeks to divest itself of beauty would be blind and crippled. Only the union of the two things form the whole, said the Pope, and it is precisely for the faith that the union is important. After his meeting with the bishops, priests, seminarians, and religious in Bolzano Bressanone, the Holy Father returned to the slower pace of life in the mountain resort where he has vacationed on several different occasions throughout the years. This evening, in fact, Pope Benedict receives honorary citizenship of Bressanone, and as Bressanone's mayor, Albert Pergstaller, told us ahead of the ceremony, the fathers and citizenry are anxious to show their gratitude to the Pope for the great trust he has placed in the local church and in the people of Bressanone. After a final Sunday Angelus tomorrow, the Holy Father will depart for the papal retreat outside Rome in Castel Gandolfo, where he will stay for the duration of the summer. I'm Chris Altieri.